Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line. Friday, I got the diva. Ebony, I got the diva. Ebony, I got the diva. Ebony, I got the diva. If you're an artist, business. Artists about your business, Friday. Business that's artistic. Friday. Here we showcase the gifted. Friday. Come tune in and get lifted. Friday. Learn to hustle and flip Friday. It. Whether you're on a budget Friday. Or riding around and getting Friday. It. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot Friday. You. All the artists on fire, Friday. So you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews the topic. Yeah, the haters won't block Friday. It, but a freight train could stop Friday. It. We on the spot, on the grind, Friday. On the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony B, I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
The most versatile hip-hop station in the world. Global network, global audience, global radio, phenomenal radio. You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. Phenomenal radio.
Squad up, y'all know what time it is. It's a salute to all my musical soldiers on the front line. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Friday Show, where we showcase, interview, and promote independent and industry artists all over the world. Tonight, we got a special guest for y'all tonight. We got DJ Wizlam up in this thing. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at DJ Wizlam. We're going to be having a live interview with him on the show, and also we're going to get into this crazy Michael Jackson mix that he did. We're going to be showcasing it live right here on the show. Also coming up, we're going to have the Educate and Regulate session, and we're going to hit you with some hot mess news. Now, remember, Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenom Radio, so be sure to log on and listen at www.phenomradio.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.com, and make it phenomenal, baby. We're going to get into a hot track right now, and when we come back, we're going to bust this thing live open on the front line with DJ Wizlam. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Let's go.
This is DJ Genie C, and I want to give a shout out to one of the dopest DJs on the planet, DJ Wizlam.
It's cuddle season, baby.
You said you love me. You said you need me. Where are you, baby? What's happening to me? I've been waiting on you. Can't seem to get no time from you. I think you think I can't handle. True, but I
better jump on it, on it, on it, on it. I've been waiting around for you. Can't seem to get no time from you. I think you think I can't handle the truth, but all is here to say this to you. Cause I trust it.
Hey, Wislam, drop that shit, bruh. Drop that shit, bruh. Drop that shit, bruh. That shit, bruh.
Cause the truth is, I got hitters. Yeah, I got hitters. More hitters than you got. Yeah, the truth is.
Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Squad up. You can talk about us, but you can't talk without us. It's Phenomenal Radio, y'all. Squad up. You are now live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. We're going to bring DJ Wislam up in here. But that hot track that you heard is by Colleen, and it's called Truth Is. You can definitely catch that on the Cuddle Season mixtape DJ Wislam and DJ High Volume did, which is one of Diva's personal favorites. But without further ado, we're going to bring DJ Wislam up in this scene. DJ Wislam, what's going on, Queen? Squad up and salute.
Oh, what's up, Queen? What's good?
Oh, you already know what time it is. We want to thank you for coming on the front line and showcasing your music, with showcasing your mix and your art with us. You know, big shout out to everybody that's rocking with you on DJ's Collision. So, DJ Wislam, tell us how you got started as a DJ and all the noise that you're making right now. How did you get your start?
Man, I don't know if you even have that much time, but it goes back almost 30 years as far as all the records that I tore up in my mom's house and everything, you know. But as far as me, like, deciding that I really wanted to take it serious was about late 88. Maybe early 89 when I was about 14 or 15. So I've been literally in the trenches since my early teens.
Oh, wow. What record helped you really decide? Like, you heard the record. What record really helped you decide that, you know what, I want to become a DJ. I want to do it on a professional level?
Well, I think, like, really when I caught the bug was when I heard UTFO back in the day when Leader of the Pack first came out, you know, about 82, you know, somewhere in the middle there. So that's when even seeing the videos of Mixmaster Ice and the Ninja Suits with the turntables on the silver platter records. And when I saw that, I was like, I don't know what he is, what he's supposed to be, but I want to be that. I want to do what he's doing. So
that would definitely be very intriguing. Like, listen, that I got to get to, I got to do. I know some... a few DJs that I talked to, they was like, well, the ladies is loving the DJs. Was that one of the things that may have inspired you? Like, listen, the chicks is going crazy to DJ as well, or was it just the music period that you fell in love with?
No, it was the music period, but I think, like, if I've always been a visual type of person, too. So, you know, when I was mentioning about Mixmaster Ice and the Ninja Suit, like, he didn't look like your typical DJ. He didn't look like Jam Master Jay, you know. Jam Master Jay didn't look like Grandmaster DST, you know. It's like every single one of them, Afrika Bambaataa, they all had their own signature look. You know, they had their own DJ style. They had their own everything. So it was like whenever you saw African Ambada, you know that wasn't Jam Master J that you were looking at, you know, or even hearing how he scratched and mixed and, you know, all that. So.
Well, going through your journey, you know, what was one of the first sets that you did? And, you know, what is one of the key things that you remember from doing that set?
The most memorable one I would think that I've done was the first college house party that I had ever DJed at. And it was at the time when Black Sheep, The Choice Is Yours, just came out. And I'll never forget when I was at this college house party, and it was like I was playing DJ Quick, you know, when he first came out, people was going crazy over that. But it was like as soon as I dropped that Black Sheep, the whole entire house went crazy. And I was like, that was like a eargasm to me. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, these people are going crazy off of what I'm playing. You know, I didn't know, I didn't understand the power of music like I do now. But at that time, I couldn't believe it. I'm just looking at all my homeboys that, you know, looking at me like I'm a rock star. You know, they're like, well, you dropped a specific song and these people are going nuts because of you. And I'm like, yeah, you know, this is crazy. So I've been basically chasing that high ever since.
Wow. Now, you're originally from Denver, Colorado, correct?
Yeah, born and raised, yep.
How was it, you know, how was it coming up as a DJ in Colorado? You know, was it a struggle there, or was it something that was well accepted?
Well, it was a little of both because of the fact that, you know, it's borderline Midwest. It's not the Midwest exactly, even though some people classify it, but as far as geographically or region-wise, you know, you have to go on Central Time, and Colorado is like an hour behind Central Time in the Rocky Mountain region. So that's why a lot of people would think of it being Midwest because of where Colorado is on the map. It's, you know, it's one of those things where we used to be one of the last places to get music. Whenever groups would go on tour, they would hit L.A., they would hit New York, they would hit, you know, Alabama or wherever, all these other places. And then Colorado used to be, like, one of the last places that people would go to because they were like, well, you know, there's nothing in Colorado. Who wants to go there? So even groups that were from Colorado, they would have to end up virtuing off and going to L.A. or somewhere else and being able to get their career established and then come back to Colorado later on. So it was kind of a blessing and a curse. A lot of the DJs from my era, we was able to appreciate the music that we were getting from the West Coast, the music we were getting from down south and the East Coast. And, you know, everybody had their own sound, their own style. You know, you knew 2 Live Crew didn't sound like N.W.A. and Public Enemy didn't sound like Too Short. You know, everybody had their own style, and you was able to really soak up everything. So everybody that I grew up around, they all love Public Enemy, they all love Ice-T, they all love, you know, DJ Quick, Boogie Down Productions, Just Ice, Mantronics. I mean, it just goes on and on, you know. And it's like at the time when MTV and all that came out, you know, I was probably one of the first kids on my block to even have cable. So you know how much of entertainment I soaked in when you're seeing maybe 4 or 5 black artists at all in a 24-hour period. And you would only see, like, Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, Prince, Tina Turner, and maybe one other person, and that was it. That was your BET before there was a BET, you know. So it was a big deal back then. We was able to appreciate, I think, more of the art and more of the music that the artists had provided to us as fans, and we wanted to be able to give that same joy to other people, so which is why a lot of us became DJs.
And you got a chance to experience a lot of the live bands and live music that came with it, you know, that was the organic part of it, that you were able to see these people perform live and see a live band, and that would be my next question. You take another music break.
Right.
What kind of tools are you using at this point, or what kind of equipment are you using at this point to do your sets and DJs? What are some of your favorites, and what are some of the ones that you really would consider not to be a great value for up-and-coming DJs and seasonal DJs?
Well, as far as, like, the DJs that, you know, I really looked up as to, they were like gods to me. Of course, you got your DJ Jaffy Jeff and your DJ Magic Mike, from Florida and Mixmaster Ice and people like that, of course, you know, and those are the ones I wanted to do everything I could to try to be exactly like them, whatever scratches I could try to steal and try to copy what they were doing, all the records, you know, that I tore up of my mom's Al Green collection or whatever else he had. You know, I've messed up many records to try to get those styles down, but it paid off in the long run because now I look at people like Paris Hilton and people I consider jokes. I don't know how other people feel about it, but I'm probably one of the last people to even use Serato. I've only been using it for maybe less than a decade, so that shows you how much I was against the whole computer technology compared to all the push-button DJs you have out there now. Like, you know, nothing against people who want to use controllers because sometimes it is called for if you're in a DJ booth and it's too small for you to have your Technique 1200s in there. So sometimes you have to have a small controller, but overall, you know, I would go with 1200s until my last breath. That's just me. That's just the era I came up from and the people I looked up to. There was no such thing as controllers or laptops back then. So you had to know how to mix by ear. You didn't have no waveforms to look at. So I think a lot of people now got it easy compared to what a lot of us had to go through, you know, in the whole DJ game. It's too easy to become a DJ and you don't even have to know how to DJ now. It's really blasphemous to me, but, you know, see to those.
Well, I can definitely understand that. There's something really unique about your 1200. Tell us about the uniqueness, because you really got some creative stuff going on with your board. I want you to let the audience know and everybody that's tuned in live right now on Phenomenal Radio and all over the world. Big shout out to Texas. Big shout out to Chicago. Big shout out to Vegas. And big shout out to Arizona and the 1000 Network. But there's something really unique about your set. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. For those who don't know, before I even became a DJ, I was probably one of the few black kids growing up in the late 70s, because I'm telling my age now, but growing up in the late 70s, you know, you had bands like Kiss and Parliament Funkadelic and groups that didn't look like musicians. They looked like superheroes with guitars around their neck. So, you know, you had people like Kiss, who was like my favorite group growing up, and, you know, that was another thing, being from Colorado, you blacks, you know, you're not supposed to like rock and roll, you're not supposed to like country or whatever, you're supposed to like, you know, Run DMC or whoever was hot at the time, and I never had been that kind of person. I always had been into whatever music moved me, however it made me feel, and that was always my thing. So I always wanted to try to basically be the fifth member of Kiss, but with turntables. So I decided that I wanted to do something that I know nobody else anywhere on earth had ever done before, as far as being a black, you know, hip hop based DJ, but having basically Kiss 1200, and that's what I call mine. Is that it literally has, you know, Kiss's faces all over the turntables. I have the LEDs under the platters, so when you turn them on, they look like UFOs. Like my homeboy Guru, you know, shout out to Feature Guru. He would always call my turntables UFOs, and he always say, "Your DJ ain't got these," you know, and that made me really feel proud because I spent $1,600 on those. I never spent that kind of money on anything in my life. But I knew I was so dedicated to this art form and to this culture that I wanted to do something that nobody has ever done. And there's people even now, like my homeboy, DJ High Volume, you know, shout out to my brother, by the way, down in Alabama. He told me there's, like, people down there who know about me just because of my turntable, because of how much I posted them and how much I would, you know, show different views of them and show me actually doing videos of me DJing on them. And, you know, people, it's like the turntables are taking life of their own, and they become more popular than I have, you know, which is really crazy. So I'm really proud of that.
And that it is a very, very unique board, and to see the Kiss stickers all over it. Well, you know, the layout of the design and everything that goes with it. I mean, what a great visual. And if you guys want to check out the visual and check out the boards, all you got to do is follow him on Twitter at DJ Wizlam. That's at DJ Wizlam. We're going to go ahead and take a music break and come back with more with DJ Wizlam. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. Let's make it 1,000, baby. We're going to get into some love and happiness. Let's do it.
It's Frontline Fridays with the Diva Ebony B. Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Love and happiness. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You already know what time it is. This is your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays each and every Friday. 3 p.m. on the west and 6 p.m. on the east, the north and south. You know we got nothing but love for you. That was L Green right there with love and happiness. We got DJ Wizlime up in this thing. Oh, man, how much do I love L Green? That's my favorite DJ Wizlime. I just, anything else. It doesn't matter.
Well, you can't go wrong with L.
You can't go wrong with L. Question DJ Wizlime. Did L and James Brown do a record together?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I mean, I know a lot of the era that they both came from was intermixed together, but I can't think of anything that they did together off the top of my head, unless if it was like, you know, a We Are the World type situation, you know, that kind of collaboration. But I know James Brown and African Bambaataa has done something together, but as far as Al Green and James Brown, I don't believe so, but don't quote me on that.
Well, we got to get you to do a mix and blend them together. I don't think they did anything together. I just wishful thinking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's definitely something I can make happen, you know.
Well, that's what's up. Moving forward, you know, let's talk about how you came into and partnered with Phenomenal Radio and King T9 Family. How did you come about linking up and becoming part of 1000 Network with Phenomenal Radio?
Well, with that, I was already a part of various, you know, DJ crews like Snapper Squad DJs and Nerve DJs and things like that. So it was one of those things that me being as active as I am on Twitter, I kept seeing Guru, you know, Future Guru tweeting over and over about let the DJs eat. And when I saw that, I was like, well, hell yeah, let the DJs eat. We're starving out here. And it's not just monetary reasons, but just starving as far as trying to keep the culture alive and try to let people know that, you know, you cannot go to Kmart or Walmart, you know, somewhere and get you a controller on aisle 5 and think you are DJ in 10 minutes. So when he was coming up with the whole let the DJs eat, you know, slogan and everything, I was like, I like that. So I was like one of the first people to rock with that whole campaign. And then when he saw me tweeting over and over again, me and him basically started linking up with each other, communicating through Twitter and everything. Me and High Volume, of course, was already collaborating at that point. So, you know, of course, being the kind of person I am, when I come up, I want to see my people come up too. So I was able to bring High Volume in, and, you know, me, him, Guru, you know, linked up together with Slim and, you know, Slate and everybody, and it's, you know, been a rap, you know, ever since. So
that's definitely what's up. Since linking up with the 1000 Network, linking up with Phenomenal Radio, what are some of the things that has happened for your brand, you know, and as far as getting exposure for your brand, how has it benefited you?
Oh, it's been crazy because there's like a lot of connections I've been able to make, you know, because of being a part of the 1000 Network family and being able to have people like Turk, you know, from the Hot Boys, you know, following me on Twitter and, you know, Columbia BT and people like that following me and, you know, DJ Hubert and all these world famous people that suddenly want to know what DJ Wizlam is about and they want to be a part of my world and they see like, oh, you down with Guru and them, so you must be solid, you know. And now the R Report, there's a recent interview that I did with the R Report magazine that it's hitting, you know, shelves everywhere all over the country pretty soon. So that was like really the biggest thing that happened for me, is literally had a picture of me and my Kiss 1200 with an interview about my whole background. So people will be able to get a whole visual now of what I had described to, you know, the listeners earlier. So it's a really cool thing.
That's definitely what's up. Big shout out to Future Guru 100. Big shout out to the R Report. Big shout out to the 1000 Network. All you working artists and working DJs and entrepreneurs, whether you're from film or whether you are a radio personality, go to www.c9radio.com. Again, that's c9radio.com. Check out our Underground Railroad. Check out the Power Players list. Check out even how to register your music. It is a one-stop shop there. There's also a big event that's coming up in Texas with Phenom Radio, Phenom Hype Artist Showcase. It's coming up in June, so you guys stay tuned for that information. Go to www.phenomradio.com and get connected, get exposure, get to a global exposure in the 1000 Network. DJ Wizlime, let's talk about this hot mix that I've been talking about for the last 2 weeks and all over the social network. my goodness. Some of the cuts on there, and I'm an 80s baby. I was born in 82, so I know a lot of these, a lot of those tracks is way before my time, but I can still appreciate good music. But tell us about the mix,
right,
and, you know, what inspires you to pick some of the tracks on there to blend and mix together how you did so beautifully.
Well, thank you, Queen. I appreciate that. I mean, I really would have to give credit to my brother, High Volume, because me and him have been, you know, linking up and working together for a good probably 3 years now, maybe three going on 4 years. So it got to a point where we were working so well together where he would just hit me up and or he would just tell me the title of a mixtape and just let me just do whatever I want to do. Or he would just send me the mixtape cover of what the mixtape is going to look like. And I'll just go make a mix and just send it to him. And he'll be like, that's exactly what I wanted from you. You know, so it's almost like telepathy or something, you know, that only me and him really understand with each other. We can look at each other and show a picture and don't even have to even say a word, but he'll just, you know, show me a picture to play Cuddle Season. So I'm thinking about, you know, all the music that really makes, you know, people want to cuddle and do other things too. You know, for those who are 18 or older, they know what I'm talking about. But as far as with, you know, artists from, you know, like we say, Al Green and Barry White or Prince or, you know, Michael Jackson, whoever it is, like, they all made music for lovers. Music was all about love back then. It wasn't all about, you know, shaking ass and, you know, making somebody, making the neighbors know your name and all that. But at the same time, you know, it was like the music basically did all the speaking, you know, for itself. So that's the whole, era that me and High Volume came from, even though I'm older, but he has an old soul too, so he can relate to a lot of what I was sending to him and mixing, you know, and that's just my love of showing my appreciation to the artists who came before us and just let the young generation know that, yeah, you know, Usher is cool and all the artists, Drake and all them that are out now are cool, but if it wasn't for Al Green and others like that, you know, making all the basically sexual healing type music, then Drake and then would have nothing to sing about, you know?
Absolutely. I like how you guys did, how you guys blended the old school with the new school on the Cuddle Season mixtape. And let
right.
everybody know what it is. Get these mixtapes from the Cuddle Season to the Michael Jackson mix, because you got dozens and dozens and dozens of mix on there. You can't go wrong. But where do they go to download, to get the download for the mixes so they can be able to have it in their iPads and iPods and all over the place?
Well, the thing that's so funny with me and High Volume is that I really believe wholeheartedly that, you know, me and him, we pretty much run the internet. So if it would be, you know, Spinrilla.com that you could go to, .pif, NerdBJs, mixtapes.com. I mean, it's to the point now that you really could just put DJ Wislam or DJ High Volume in a Google search, and you're going to find it one way or another. Like, real talk, it's not bragging, but we put in work. We've been in the trenches, you know, like real soldiers do. You know, we've been literally in the war against whack music, and we try to do everything we can to try to keep, you know, to try to win that fight. So you literally can put either of our names in there. Majority of the stuff that we do or that I do, you know, he's involved in it one way or another, vice versa, you know. So even if it's just a song that he's put together and he just needs me to throw scratches on it, you know, we're involved in the project, you know, no matter what we do. So.
And that's what's up. You know, let the DJs eat. Hashtag let the DJs eat. We got a 30-minute mix right here that we're going to go ahead and showcase. DJ Wislam, I want to thank you for coming from and to the front line, showing love and also being a 1,000 DJ and being also a solid king as yourself. You know what I'm saying? I love what you guys are doing. That's why I like to pay homage. And when we did the show about 2 weeks ago and I paid homage with the Cuddle Season, I really meant it when I paid homage, because I really believe in what you're doing. I'm really proud of what you guys are doing, and I like how you guys are still bringing in the old school with the new school and still making it blend very beautifully and creating beautiful music and mixes. So I appreciate that. We're gonna go ahead and showcase this Michael Jackson mix. DJ Wislam, you want to go ahead and give some shout outs and show some love before we get into this mix?
Oh, yeah, definitely would have to show love, you know, to my brother, you know, in Alabama, holding it down, doing his thing, you know, the mixtape king, DJ High Volume. Definitely want to show love to Playstone, Slim, you know, yourself, Queen, and anybody else really that's been riding with me from the beginning, because it's been a long, you know, grueling process, but I know that I've been put here for a reason as far as presenting, you know, good music to the masses and just, you know, doing what I can to try to help keep this culture of turntablism and hip-hop and baby making music, whatever you want to call it, try to help keep that alive. So those are the main people that I want to, you know, show love to, because they believe in me, you know, what I didn't believe in myself. So much love to y'all.
You already know, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You tuned in live to Phenom Radio, while we showcase, interview, and promote each and every Friday on Frontline Fridays. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Ebony B, at Phenom Radio, at Diva Spy Radio, at Frontline Fridays. Also, make sure you catch us on Facebook as well, and we will be blabbing it up with this mix up. As on that as well. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Let's make a phenomenal baby.
You ready for next week?
Ready. Yeah. I'm ready.
Everyone, hit the decks. The Sniper Squad DJs are mobilized and in the building.
DJ Wizlam.
DJ Wizlam.
DJ Wizlam.
DJ Wizlam.
Is a man from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine.
She mine, she mine, she mine.
Don't go.
She like the way I rock, the way I rock, the way I rock, the way I rock.
I know she's mine.
Rapping Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I'm rocking with DJ Wislam. Turn up. Blah.
Thank you. Yo, this your boy Rampage. Deep Freeze is the movement. We George pushing the button right now with the Nerve DJs. The DJs that had the nerve to break your tracks, not just stacks. It's official. Nerve DJs.
Yeah.
Wizlong.
DJ Wizlong.
DJ Wizlong.
DJ Wizlong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Jay Wizlam.
Jay Wizlam.
Jay Wizlam.
Jay Wizlam.
I was wondering, you know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force is got a lot of power. It makes me feel like that.
Fridays with the Diva Ebony B.
B.
Powered by Phenomenal Radio.
Squad up and salute, peace and blessings and salutations. Big shout out to everybody that tuned in live to the show. I definitely appreciate all the love. Big shout out to DJ Wislam for being our guest. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at DJ Wislam. Big shout out to the whole Phenom Radio family. Big shout out to Slate. Big shout out to Slim Baby. Big shout out to everybody that's doing it big in the 1000 Network. You guys make sure you stay tuned because up next we're going to hit you with some more phenomenal music in your head. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Let's make it phenomenal, baby.